This is University Beat. I'm Carrie Sheridan. In the animated Pixar movie Finding Nemo, an anglerfish uses a light-up lure that protrudes from its forehead to woo main characters Marlin and Dory.
What is it?
It's so pretty.
Real-life creatures like these make their own light to catch prey or scare off predators in the deep dark sea, a process known as bioluminescence. USF marine biologist Heather Judkins recently came back from a research cruise in the Gulf of Mexico to study them. Using a device called a Medusa that scientists plunged 2,500 feet below the surface, they glimpsed the first giant squid ever seen in U.S. waters.
Almost on a little arm or extension of it, there's what we call this E-jelly. And it is just a series of LED lights that will flash in different patterns. It resembles a jellyfish for the most part in this panicked pattern. And it's set to do that every so often. So as this is sitting there doing its little I am panicked kind of thing electronically, we hope that it's attracting organisms to come over to check it out or possibly eat it if they think it's food.
Tell me about what you found.
So using the Medusa, we saw lots of things. Over 160 hours of video were taken during the cruise. We had seen different species of sharks. We saw swordfish. We saw a few shrimp do that bioluminescent spewing of their bioluminescence. And of course, we also saw the giant squid came up and checked it out at one point as well, which was like Christmas for us. So it was always great to see that guy coming on in.
So walk me through this. I read that you were woken up to go see this.
Yeah. So on the research cruises, our sleep patterns are very random, right? So we catch sleep when we can. And I had just gone in for a nap. Colleague is knocking on the door. And I love pods of dolphins, but I was like, I hope they're not waking me up for a pod of dolphins. So I go to the door and my colleague Megan was saying, they think they have giant squid. We need you to identify it.
And could you show me the video and talk me through what you saw there?
Sure. The giant squid video, and this is the E-jellyfish in the front here of the screen. And behind, you see the giant squid kind of tracking it. Now you start to see the arms and tentacles. The tentacles are what reaches to it first. Arms are also going to clasp around that E-jelly. It then looks like it's going to eat something and then says, oh no, it's not. And it goes back and kind of swims away off camera.
And how many of these creatures might there be? Do we have any idea?
We do not know how many giant squid there are. They have been found around the world. We know they're circumglobal in their distribution. They're pretty elusive only because they live deep.
Can you describe the giant squid to me? How big is it? And is there any other animal that it might compare to?
The giant squid is the largest of cephalopods, which are squid, octopus, and their relatives. They get to be, as adults, about 40 to 45 feet long.
So that's like a school bus size?
Yeah, absolutely. They are not small. They have the largest eye per animal size out there.
How big is their eye?
The size of your head, actually.
And what do you think it is that draws you to the giant squid? Why do you like it so much?
Lots of folks love sea turtles and dolphins and whales. And I think my giant squid get put into that category as well because they're kind of this charismatic megafauna, right? You hear that in science a lot because it's a hook to have the public be made aware of these animals and organisms that are hanging out in the ocean that they might not ever be able to see.
You can see a video of the giant squid at WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Carrie Sheridan.